96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Juan McCartney is sponsored by Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Bahamas Bus and Truck, Burger King, Open Current, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to discuss some current issues. I'm going to allow you to call in with your issues. I may or may not be able to assist you with some clarity on some matters. We'll see. If you have a point of general concern, we can talk about that to the extent that it actually makes some sense, but I want to talk about a couple of current affairs issues to get the conversation started. So yes, I see the government is spending money on salaries, increase in salaries and wages in the upcoming fiscal year. We're going to talk about that, but before we do that, I wanted to get to a couple of other things. So we had asked about, when we've talked about the budget for the past couple of days, and the overarching concern for me, and there's just no getting around it, is the fact that our debt, and I think I explained this to you, and I don't know how well everyone picked up on it, but I think I explained this to you, that the fact that you have this huge debt is going to ultimately lead to either higher taxes or austerity measures. Either way, it's going to hurt. And there's just no getting around it. Now, my concern is that those in the Ministry of Finance who've spoken publicly about this appear to be downplaying the significance of this. All right? And that's my concern, because I have two concerns: economic recovery and debt repayment. One doesn't necessarily mean the other will follow. I don't care what you say. Your debt to GDP could be whatever it is. If there is a problem, meaning the balance of payments on your foreign debt, then you are going to be up the creek. All right? So let's discuss where we are. So two things: economic recovery and growing debt. Those are my two concerns right now. I have my doubts that we'll experience a return to 2019 levels for another year to 18 months, maybe 24 months, maybe protracted. But that has more to do with the willingness of our tourism sector to travel, our tourism markets to travel, than it does with us. Juan, how are you? Three straight now. FNM. Okay. Lakers. Well, you should have led with Lakers. You would have had me on board. So, yeah, Lakers, I'm with you. Absolutely. I'm down. No, y'all want to talk about that, right? No, y'all want to talk about that. Y'all want to talk about the championship. Anyway, we'll leave it alone. All right? Dolphins, that's all you want to hear. Dolphins, let it be the Heat win the championship. You never had in it, right? We'll be talking about it to this day. Right? Let the Dolphins win the Super Bowl. They never had any of that. Right? Dolphins got a shot. They got an NBA, and I know at the Super Bowl. They certainly have a shot at the division. Not the Cowboys. No. No, it ain't. No. No. Sorry. It's, y'all need to, Jerry Jones need to sell that team, is what, that's how he can help them. Sell it. Sell it. And maybe something will change. Okay, so yesterday, the Ministry of Finance had a press conference about the 2021-2022 budget. All right? And I co-signed a no dolphins now. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. All right? Now, Minister of State for Finance, Kwesi Thompson, said during this press conference that economic recovery is dependent on the willingness of Bahamians to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, let me read what he said. It says, while he expressed, this is by Rachel Scott, economic recovery dependent on willingness of Bahamians to take vaccine, Thompson says. While he expressed optimism that the country can see a rebound with the help of the government's plans to encourage economic activity, Thompson said that ultimately it is up to the public to do its part. One point we want to stress, a lot of it depends on us, and it depends on how we get vaccinated, he said during a press conference to discuss the elements of the 2021-22 budget. The quicker we're able to vaccinate our population, the quicker we're able to accelerate our tourism product. And so we want people to not look at this in a vacuum. We want you to look at it holistically. The reality is that if we as a nation are able to reach our target quickly when it comes to vaccination, then that makes us a far more attractive country when it comes to tourism. It then helps us to reduce the level that we are on the U.S.'s list for countries when it comes to dealing with COVID. And all the economic activity that you're going to have with respect to entertainment, with respect to fully opening up to the economy as well. So we have to stress that. That's also part of the economic plan and strategy to encourage our local Bahamians to ensure they get vaccinated. It's really a part of the economic development for us in the upcoming year. All right, so look. You got a couple of things going on here. To me, asking the public to get vaccinated without having enough vaccines to actually vaccinate the public, without, as far as I'm aware, doing any empirical surveys as to why the public is hesitant to get vaccinated, and understanding that you have had vaccinations open for a couple of months now, and the uptake has not been what health officials expected, this is not a viable strategic plan. That's kind of a hope and a wish that people in public just one day up and go, yeah, let's go get vaccinated, right? So I'm going to be real with you. I don't have a problem with people getting vaccinated at all. I think they're safe, all right? But when I look at the numbers of people who are going for vaccines, it is not even yet 15% of the population, according to your last figures, that got the first dose of the vaccine. All right, so you have an extreme level of vaccine hesitancy. More than half of healthcare workers at last report had not gotten the vaccine. And to continue to make this plea to the public to go get vaccinated is fine, but it's going to be fruitless unless you actually have a strategy to get more people vaccinated, and that includes getting more vaccines. Renwood Wells said they were looking for a Pfizer vaccine. He didn't say how many. He said the cold storage unit that could hold 50,000 Pfizer vaccines would be here soon, and they're waiting for a quote from Pfizer. Hopefully somebody at Pfizer got back to us, and we could see how much that's going to cost. But this is not a viable economic recovery strategy. So you got to look at what else you got, right? Because Bahamians aren't en masse trying to get vaccinated. They got 9,000 vaccination appointments this week open. I don't know who all got vaccinated. Now, I'll say this. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it is now very seriously considering requiring a proof of full vaccination to enter the United States, as well as exit. I don't know what point it is to have a vaccination passport to exit the United States, but they are now looking at proof of a vaccination passport to enter the United States. And that's going to impact us in a couple of ways. So the first way it's going to impact us is that the tourists who come here, if they're not fully vaccinated, if they want to come to the Bahamas and they realize they need a vaccination passport to get back into the U.S., then they're probably not going to travel outside the U.S. at this time. Right? They say that there's about half of adult citizens of the United States who have been vaccinated. All right? They did surveys. See, data. Data helps you, you know, if you know what's going on. If you're just talking into the void, you're probably going to be less effective. It's not strategic, right? So they did surveys, and they say that about half of the people who have not been vaccinated in the United States have not done so because they don't have paid time off from work, and if they get sick from the vaccine, then they're not going to be able to make money. That's about half. And so now the U.S. is looking at how to help them with that, I guess, at the federal level. With assistance, all right? It's going to impact us in another way, in an important way. This means that if you wish to visit the United States, if they do this, and they look like they're leaning toward doing it, if you wish to visit the United States, you're going to have to get a vaccination passport. If you're a Bahamian who is in school or wants to go to school in the United States, if you're in school and you want to come back home, to visit and go back to school, you're going to need a vaccination passport, all right? If you wish to go off to school and that is required, then you're going to have to go when you get your student visa. The U.S. Embassy is going to say, I need to see proof of vaccination. Now, that could be a problem for us in that, let's say the U.S. does this, and tomorrow 30,000 Bahamians go, hey, I want to go get vaccinated. We can't help you because we don't have the vaccines. So the focus on continuing to say that the linchpin is widespread public vaccination, I don't know that you're going to get there within the coming months to see that economic recovery will happen just because of that. All right? Now, that's economic recovery. The government has also done a number of measures in the budget to try and spur economic growth in the private sector, which is great. All right, great. Will it work? I don't know. Is it realistic? I don't know. But great. That's where your bread and butter is in terms of that hardcore domestic economic generation of those small to medium-sized businesses, all right? Yes, the tourist dollars are what we need, but you also got to grow the private sector, particularly small and medium-sized businesses. They account for the majority of employment in the country. Grow the private sector, and the government's attempting to do that. Now, the Chamber of Commerce notes the same two concerns. They said, yes, we're happy that there are initiatives in here to spur economic growth. However, we cannot ignore your level of spending and borrowing. Because as you increase spending and borrowing, no matter what happens with the economic growth, you're still going to be challenged to pay this money back. And we fear that that will lead to higher taxes. If not higher direct taxes on businesses, then taxes on the population, which will impact economic growth. So you can't have one without the other. We can't focus on what the budget is doing to spur economic growth without seriously looking at debt. It just is what it is. All right? Now, the chamber notes that, but we also have acting financial secretary Marlon Johnson downplaying suggesting that it's not alarming that we're running such big deficits. He says these issues are temporary and transitory. These are not structural. When countries run into trouble is when they have structural deficits, meaning that the economy is at full tilt and you're still running big deficits. All right. The economy's been at full tilt and we've been running big deficits. It was lower deficit than before, but that's because you starved capital spending by hundreds of millions of dollars to meet your deficit targets, but we won't get into all that. But no, this is going to be a structural problem. All right? The debt, no number is going to transition you away from owing this money. All right? No, whatever number you put on economic growth, 2%, according to the IMF, 4.2%, according to the government of the Bahamas, no number there is going to erase this debt. And on top of that, even if you balance the budget, I don't see no surplus in the near future or medium future. Even if you balance the budget, you're still going to be servicing debt at a rate of $400 to $500 million a year. And if your plan is to put aside money in the sinking fund at a rate of around $300 million a year, that means you have to come up with $700 million a year just to deal with that debt. All right? And that's not easy. Yeah? That's about a third of your expenditure right there. So we can't say that it ain't something we got to worry about. Yes, we're concerned about the deficit, and yes, we're concerned about the spending. All right? Because to my mind, this level of spending didn't have to be where it is. So we can't run away from the debt. We have to have this conversation about where we are with our debt, because we've taken on so much debt in such a short period of time. And I know there wasn't a lot of way around it. You could debate whether we should have done the foreign currency borrowing, etc. But my children and their children will have to worry about this in a serious way if we don't have a plan now to take care of it. And what you don't want to do is pass the burdens of your stewardship as a nation onto your children. You want to make it easier for your children. That's your job, to make the next generation of Bahamians more successful. Your successes can do that. So I don't want to hear, don't worry about the debt, what you want them to do. I don't want to hear that. You borrow, fine. I'm not knocking you for borrowing. But you've got to show me how we're going to fix that. This says they need to get rid of all non-contributory pensions and no raises in the civil service except health care. Yeah, I would say that they need to have, and see, we haven't had these conversations, and we started, you know, and maybe something, I don't know, maybe someone's got some information on this, but from the first budget exercise, we had Peter Turnquest saying that we have to look at this, and we're gonna do the study to figure out some movement toward people contributing to their own pensions, because almost 80% of the budget is salaries and pensions, right? Recurrent anyway, and you're playing around. You're just shifting around, you know, the allocations for spending and stuff like that with the other money. And then you got some extra money for capital works, all right? So we have to understand this debt is a serious concern. He says it's not alarming. He said the deficits are alarming. I disagree. Because even if the deficits go down gradually to $300-400 million, I don't see it in the next 3-4 years. But even if deficits go down to like $300-400-200 million, we're still going to be strained to service this debt. And to when the balloon principal payments start to hit, that's when your belly really going to cramp up. And you got to get that money in U.S. currency. This says, what I haven't heard is the amount of interest we'll be relaying on top of on top of expenditure. I haven't heard is the amount of interest we'll be I guess, putting on top of other expenditure? Well, again, debt servicing hit $500 million this year. It's supposed to come in at somewhere just under $500 million in this upcoming fiscal year. This says, this whole vaccine agenda is just to force you to follow the oppressor's agenda. They know they want to depopulate the world, especially the black race. Well, you know, I don't know that that's the best way to go about depopulation, or that it will result in depopulation. Dr. Pinto told me it doesn't affect your sperm, okay? And it doesn't affect your ability to reproduce if you're a woman, from all indications. Long-term studies may show something different, but that's what he told me. Good afternoon, Juan. Not only that, but until the AstraZeneca vaccine, but until the FDA approves the AstraZeneca vaccine, the U.S. will not accept AstraZeneca as a vaccination. A friend of mine whose child got vaccinated here went back to the U.S. to continue her studies in school, and they told her she had to get vaccinated again because AstraZeneca is not yet FDA approved. Well, that's a weird one to me, right? So rather than everyone else has to get a different vaccine, I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is, because the U.S. wants, because the U.S. makes several trillion dollars a year off of tourism, and you have people from very wealthy countries in the millions who took AstraZeneca, I think before you say you can't come to the U.S. because you took AstraZeneca, the FDA will go, or not even the FDA, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security will go, AstraZeneca's fine, all right? Because, yes, we want the rich Germans to come, and the rich Franks, and the people in Dubai, yes, and otherwise, we want them to come. And much of Canada is going to be vaccinated with AstraZeneca, and much of Mexico is going to be vaccinated with AstraZeneca, and there's no avoiding trade among Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. So I think more likely the U.S. is going to capitulate and say AstraZeneca can work. Says, good day, Juan. I have a question. Why do you think that cancer and HIV/AIDS medicines are so expensive and COVID is supposedly way worse than the two combined? COVID is worse than cancer and HIV combined? I don't know who told you that. That's not the case. It says, but I know people who had COVID and, you know, they recovered. I know a few people who died, but your chances of cancer recovery, that varies wildly. Certainly, 98%, whatever the Bahamas is at. Says, but the cure treatment for COVID is free, 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 free. Have you ever seen anything like that before in your life? I mean, COVID ain't worse than AIDS and cancer medication. No, that ain't. That's a false equivalency. Juan, I also have a next question. Is all the new sidewalks for all the future jobless and homeless people who have no money for cars and gas? Also, the Pfizer vaccine is the one that changes your DNA and is detrimental. Don't change your DNA. We've been through it. We've been over this. I don't know what the new sidewalks are for. I went to Charles Saunders Highway a couple of weeks ago, and I saw them building sidewalks like 50 feet off the side of the road. Desmond Bannister claims they're going to widen Charles Saunders Highway. My question is why? Like, I don't know. I haven't been on Charles Saunders Highway when there's been an extreme level of traffic buildup recently, but does it need widening? Is two lanes on each side not enough? Is that unreasonable? We need four lanes on Charles. If I were you, I would go widen Carmichael Road up to Gladstone Road is what I would do. And then I would go and widen the, what's the street that connects where Charles Saunders Highway ends to Blue Hill Road? What's the name of that street? Pinewood? The Pinewood Road? No, it's not. It's Pinewood Road? All right. I'm going to check it. It says, a great show as usual, Juan. If you were to do a documentary of your life, which actor would be best to play you? Chris Pine, Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, or Tom Cruise? My wife tells me I look like Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know. She's probably just gassing me up. I don't know. I guess to her, I look like him. I don't know. You know what people tell me I look like? Like the dude off Grey's Anatomy. You ever seen the dude? The black dude of Grey's Anatomy? Or the green eyes? I get that a lot. I'll take it. Right? He's rich and handsome. I'll take it. So if I need to get vaccinated to go to the USA, I can tell you this. I'm 100% sure Walmart won't see me no time soon. That's what you say now. Ross and TJ Maxx come ringing in your head now. You might be lined up to take the shot. It says it's Pinewood Drive. Pinewood Drive. Ah, oh, Lord, y'all do me like that. So she means Nardo from South Beach, not Leonardo. It says government needs to cut overtime pay, and also people driving them government cars need to park them to work when 5 o'clock come. Yeah, I think part of the sweetener now for the government contracts is government car, but it irritates me when I see you hopping in and out of the liquor store in the red plate car. You know what I mean? You ain't really on government business. It says, I agree this deficit is very serious, but what was their alternative? Well, look, the deficit didn't have to be as large as it needed to be. So if you look at it, spending's increased by $270 million. So there's room in there to have some austerity to where you could bring that way down. Now, we've talked about this before. I could go balance the budget for you today, right? So all the schools going to close. And we ain't going to pay no more teachers, right? That'll save us what? $300 million, all right? And then we ain't going to have no more defense force, right? And the sloop's going to come unfettered. More so than they do now, that's going, bam, budget balanced. Done. We're done. Schools, defense force, done. All right. Budget balanced. But the deficit didn't have to be as bad as it is to me, not with $270 million in added expenditure. You know? To me, yeah, I get it. You want to win election. But this ain't the time to go, let's spend more money on salaries, wages, more capital works, dig deeper into subventing some of these agencies. It's just, it could have been done differently. And it's about choices with the government. So you say, what other choice do they have? You have choices. So, but you got to be careful about the choices you make. Because they do come with ramifications. All right. Now the debt, they didn't have to have as much debt, but there wasn't. If your priority is to keep the public service going and to help people with unemployment assistance because you feel you have to shutter businesses, then the debt's unavoidable. All right. Now how you structure that debt, where you get it from, that's a different story. All right. Says, once again, Bahamians are brainwashed by American standards. So if America doesn't approve our vaccine, we're screwed. Well, thank God England, Canada, and others are taking it, and it's working. Once again, America is showing their jealousy that there are other vaccines. I mean, they didn't approve the FDA vaccine. The FDA didn't approve the vaccine for them, but I don't see the Department of Homeland Security going, yeah, all 60 million or whoever, y'all who vaccinated with AstraZeneca, y'all can't come either. Because they like tourism, too. They're not as dependent on it as us, but the United States, last I checked, is the number one tourist destination on Earth. I think the number one city for tourism on Earth is Paris, and I think that's followed by New York. It says, one, they put sidewalks in Mason's Addition, or beat Mason's Addition on both sides. I don't know what that's about. We got a call. We'll do it before we go to the break. It's just Leonardo DiCaprio, kind of, sort of. Sweet Jesse Williams, you wish. LOL. That's how y'all do me, eh? Y'all don't rate me. All right, no problem. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Mr. McCartney. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, if you could, when Dalrigas was on last with the Prime, she said that they were going to give a daily count of the number of people that got the vaccine. If you could, before you end your show.
They haven't released a new count.
Because she said we could do it daily, because I came on with Chicago Lang Show and I complained about two Mondays ago, and since then they said that they was going to do update. I was tired of it 2 weeks and going on a Monday into the next week, the third week, they're still saying 36,000, 36,000. And so when Chicago came on that Tuesday, about 2 weeks ago, he said it was 44,000,
mm-hmm.
I think, got the first shot, and was 50,000 total. But it would have been probably roughly 5,000 or 6,000 that got...
But it had both shots.
Second shot.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean that could help if you know what I'm talking about, Warren. That could help if you give a daily update, at least every 2 or 3 days, give an update. Because if 10, 15, 100, 50, 75 get it, that will encourage more people to go. But if they keep on hearing the same count every day, that is discouraging. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Today make me 7 weeks since I had mine. I feel great.
Now, I'm not certain that they said every day. I'd have to go check that. I thought they had said every week.
No, she said that. Dalriga said it will give a daily update. Now, it may they might put it to the bottom of the screen, but then, I mean, at least the news media should say, well, you know what I mean? You give the number of people that has got the test so far.
Right.
Almost 100,000. So it wouldn't hurt to say, couple seconds to say how many people got the vaccine.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it'll help a lot.
Yeah, agreed. I'm gonna check and see what Dal Regis said. If she said daily or weekly, but if she had said daily, then it would have been. I have no doubt she would have done it daily. All right, we gotta take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Airport locations.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding the lives of family, friends, and neighbors. By knowing what action you should take, you can reduce the effects of a hurricane disaster. Get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, essential supplies, and a lot more before the storm. After the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help you make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 commercials on Star 106X. Contact us today at 302-2300. That's 302-2300 or your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution. Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, I checked with the newsroom. Dal Regis said that the vaccine update would be weekly. Not daily, weekly. All right? And that was a week ago. So less than a week ago. There have been 50,000 doses given out in total up to that point, 39,000 first doses. And 44,000, sorry, first doses, 6,000 second doses. All right. You can call me as well, 323-6232, 323-6232. All right. Says need to widen all of Carmichael Road and Gladstone Road to JFK. Yeah, they could. They should widen Gladstone Road, and it's got the space too, on either side to do so. Good afternoon, welcome to the Revolution.
A godly day to the Univoice.
Hey,
Doc Univoice, along with you, Juan.
Hey, man.
A couple of things I want to mention.
Shoot.
The first one is the sidewalk on Mason Tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
The area.
Yeah.
They are too low. Sometimes when you think you on the street. On the sidewalk, you're on the street, okay?
Right.
Nice thing, they should have lift them a bit higher, at least about 4 inches off the ground. They should make them level with the street.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I haven't seen them, so I don't know.
All right. I'm telling you, because I'll just check it.
Okay, yeah. If I get a chance, I'll roll through. All right. Appreciate you. It says you could get Anton or Dave to play you 100. Have you seen Anton? He and I don't look alike. Who? Dwight? You got Anton to play Dwight? Dwight will fight you, son. They're both bald, so you can start there. Anton's like a different kind of bald. Anton's not totally bald. Dwight's totally bald. Now that's a bad thing. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Oh, okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I want to make my other point.
Oh, I thought you were finished. Okay, go ahead.
No. Yeah. What I want to say also is this, right? It seems as if as though there's a minute. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Didn't meet his objective with the last budget, right?
Right.
Now, the thing is, that, I suppose, is a bunch of leakage and wasted. So what he should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
When those police cars go to an area to deal with a situation, they shouldn't have to come back over and over and over and over. That's burning gas. Secondly, right, find out wherever the waste is at and deal with it and tell the public so we would know to be deviating from situations as that.
Okay, good. Gotcha. Appreciate you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. And you listen, I was supposed to call you back on Wednesday, but I wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have anything in there for the civil servants to receive any money any back pay or anything, because, you know, they took away our increment from us.
I don't see anything for what do you mean back pay? Overtime pay or?
No. We better be supposed to get a lump sum, or are they giving us anything before election?
But didn't you get a lump sum in 2019?
They give us 14 and they still have $1,100 more for us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they should have $1,100, but they give us $25. They give us $14, and they have $1,100 more for us. And
I haven't seen
that. If they have nothing in there for the civil service, they can get voted.
Well, I know they got more hires for the civil service, some wage increases.
Yes, and see, me and my hand number no hires. We don't work year by year, every year.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see something in there for the civil servants. If there ain't nothing there, they just can get voted. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Because you know how long the civil servants are holding on to these homes, day by day, month by month, everybody in the house ain't working, only civil servants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they ain't give us nothing.
Yeah. Well, I have to check.
Check it to me, please.
Yeah.
Trust me. If there ain't nothing there for the civil servant, then myself forget it.
I got you. Okay, thank you. My examination so far hasn't revealed that, but I'll check. It says, we've been spending money like drunken sailors. There's no plan to repay these loans. It's clearly an election budget. We continue to spend more than we take in, and we're going to pass this on to our children. We're in deep trouble. We're headed south quickly. Borrowing money to increase salaries is very irresponsible. Just an attempt to win an election. Yeah. Also, the jobs, so I looked at it, right? And the 2,500 jobs that they say they are willing to give a $400 per week VAT exemption on, which is you keep the VAT money. So essentially, that too is a taxpayer-funded jobs program. So the government is, in effect, without directly doing so, if it works as they believe it will, paying the salaries of 2,500 people by directing taxpayer money to pay those salaries. So that, too, would be a government jobs program, a rather large one. And the question I also have is, what indications are there that that is sustainable for businesses if that is discontinued in the 2022-23 fiscal budget? So if you hired 10 people, and the government's been paying them for a year, will your business have sufficient robustness for you to be able to retain those 10 people when the government no longer allows you to pay them with the VAT money and NIB with the VAT money? You dig what I'm saying? So that is also a jobs program, in my opinion. One that, how sustainable is it, is a serious question. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Everything good. I don't want to sound stupid or hating on anybody, but I want to ask these questions. I just call you to follow up on what the young lady said.
Mm-hmm.
Did our government fire any civil servants?
No.
Anybody start to get cut?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so what is the young lady talking about? The
government
wants to give money. You know. She ain't the one that, she got a job. She can pay thousands of our people don't have no job. And they ain't complaining, they making do with what they get. Why the civil servants all this one stress the government? I'm gonna say government, I tell them all government. Why did they let that man? Man one God don't let this kind of things, you know.
Yeah.
And thank you for taking my call, my brother.
No problem. I mean, I look at it two ways, right? People usually consider their personal circumstance before they consider the circumstance of their employer. That's natural. However, at some point, you do have to understand the realities of the world around you. Now, in the business we're in, where we, like other businesses, have had a hit in revenue, even if my employer had promised me a raise last year, I would have totally understood if they go, we can't give it to you right now. All right? But what she is seeing, all right, is that, according to her, she's owed an increment. And the government is borrowing to take on additional things before her money is given to her. So if my employer took a hit in revenue, I understand that the revenue hit came and you couldn't give me the salary increase. That's fine. But if I see you hire 12 more people, I'm going to go, well, why'd you have to hire 12 more people before you gave me the salary increase that you promised me? So clearly, when you borrow money for things that aren't necessarily exigent right now, like hiring 75 new college graduates. I know they need jobs, but that's not a need right now. When you do that, you send a signal to the civil service that you have the money. Right? So don't expect people to act like you don't have the money when you're throwing money around. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. Okay. We gotta go to a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a 3-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
Here's what you can expect when it's your turn to be vaccinated. After registering online, you will show up at your selected vaccination center on the appointed date and time. Remember to carry your ID along with your confirmation code for verification. Next, you will sanitize your hands and have your temperature checked before checking in and joining the queue. When it is your turn, you will be directed to a vaccination station and a healthcare provider will fill out your vaccine information card and administer the vaccine. You will then be sent to an observation area where you will wait for 15 minutes and be monitored for signs of any adverse reaction. In the case of emergencies, vaccine sites are equipped with an emergency setup where a doctor is on standby. After the 15-minute wait, you are free to go. Be sure to monitor any symptoms over the next few weeks and remember to schedule your second dose within 8 to 12 weeks. It's your choice, your chance to protect yourself. Register to get vaccinated for COVID-19 today at vax.gov.bs.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. There's Juan McCartney. So nice to have you with us. We're talking several things. So this person's still talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. No, not Leo. You got a swag, but not that. He's smooth. You look dangerous in a good way. Thanks. I'll take it. So did Dr. Minnis just say in the news update that as a physician, he can prescribe cocaine? Can you have one of your reporters follow up with the testicular head, please? Yeah, you could. A doctor can prescribe cocaine. Cocaine is a pharmaceutical. Even though it's used as a street drug, it was developed by the Germans. The German scientists developed it. All right. Sigmund Freud. Yeah, he was on coke. And he said cocaine was an addictive. Cocaine been around for a long time. Y'all only freak out when it's us, when it's the colored people, you know, who using it. When everyone else was on it, it was cool, right? It was fine. Y'all used to sell it in corner stores, yeah? No, but they figured out it's pretty dangerous stuff. But yeah, cocaine's a pharmaceutical. You could get it at a pharmacy. But they prescribe it for like nasal. It's anesthetic. So like if you have nasal issues sometimes, very rarely I would imagine. And they also used to treat morphine addiction with cocaine addiction, which I don't know if that worked. But yeah, a doctor can get you some cocaine. And there's much worse things a doctor can give you than cocaine, or more seriously addictive things that'll kill you real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Mr. McCartney, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. McCartney.
Shoot.
I mean, why are some talk show hosts so thin-skinned, though?
I can't speak for them.
No, why I say it, right? I mean, not mind to mind. Is something wrong with me asking the question? I asked this morning, the talk show, so I ain't got no name, but I know you don't have time for that. But I asked the question this morning, who is the real Minister of Finance? We have the Prime Minister. We have Crazy Thompson, Minister of State. We have Marlon Johnson, the Finance Secretary. We have Ms. Randy Craig, Tunnel Benby, advisors. Reason why I ask, everybody have their opinion. Do you agree?
I'm with you in that I would like to know who's really guiding the policy.
And then, why I said it too, right? I'll be brief now. Like you said earlier, the government allocate monies for 75 college graduate new hires. What happened to people who have money outstanding? Are that more important?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
and then
that's
last
important
thing, right?
Well,
you need to look into what is happening in Andres. I mean, with the food distribution, is the problem, no? I mean, do you think people can live? Is it you think Bahamians tired living off corned beef, and canned food? I mean,
I thought it's a mackerel. Eh?
No, no. I hear the mackerel was feeding the fish on the keep an eye. That's another story. But what I'm trying to say, you don't think if you could lock me down for 2 weeks now, once a boy locked, tell me now, by law, if a government imposed a 2 weeks lockdown, isn't the government responsible for people eating in those 2 weeks?
Yeah, you need to feed the people. I agree.
So
yes.
And then last thing, right? Why is this government having question? I mean, having a problem with people asking questions? No, Ms. McCartney, not you, right? You know what's going wrong? I got to say this. You know right now, not the police. I read them. They're doing the drug. But tell these cabinet ministers, stop trying to intimidate women people by trying to send them to court for simple stuff. What in the world you could get mad if somebody asks you a question? Anything wrong with that?
No, not a question. No, I don't see anything wrong with that. But yeah, I got no problem with it, man. So I don't know. I don't know what other host you spoke to or whatever like that. I like I said, I too want to know like who's driving fiscal policy. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Thank God for life, as you should. Good afternoon to your listeners. You know, I listen to the news, and it sounds like, you know, every day I listen to The Guardian, especially with Dwight in the mornings, I understand more what is in there for the budget and what is in there for the people. The only thing about it is that we got to borrow. And I wonder if the people where we borrow money, if they could cancel them old bills, like some of the countries was asking when this COVID thing first did start, the old bills we have. Or I wonder now that we still have to borrow money to pay all of these different salary increase and different things and civil servants and keep the light on and the hospital and all that stuff. If they would drop the interest and just let us borrow the money, knowing that we get a good record with paying and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if they considering that off our government, if that would be unrealistic to ask them to do something like that. And I have to agree with you. If they, I listen to the news, they say they can be hiring some people and they can be either adding more money for the pension, like people who want pension. Some people may be leaving more people on pension and stuff, either 10 million, whatever. If they can find the money to do these things, then I think the people who was promised the, increments or whatever,
right,
it would be no more than fair for the government to make sure pay them too. So, and to the lady, that, I mean, and for y'all who believe, like, I hear what she say, I agree with her that it'll make it really rough for them to win an election. But, Mom, if they give the increments to the civil servant, that ain't meaning that they can win the government. The people still could do, I feel like they still can do what they wanted to do. And,
yes, of course.
Huh?
I said, of course they will, yeah.
Yeah, and with the marijuana, I hear them talking and talking. I was wondering, like, if I don't know how much sense it make. I mean, for years we've been saying we want them to legalize marijuana. I hear the prime minister just now was talking about what they're dealing with right now is medical and adding more disease and different things to the list that you could be able to describe for it and stuff like that. And then I remember him a couple of weeks of talking about how they would have to do things parallel, that means do more than one thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I say, if you could deal with the medical, I hope they really deal with the recreational thing. And then some people say, when they do it, like for right now, maybe an ounce of marijuana for the adult smokers, you'd have to pay maybe around $400. I would say to the government, just like when they was doing the number thing, if they make it, like how they say, only 8 people could apply for licenses to be number web shop owners and stuff, that open up the door for a black market, or people still should be able to sell numbers or whatever. And when they legalize the marijuana or decriminalize it, I was saying maybe they need to be reasonable and talk to the people first before they go with any crazy price with $400 an ounce and try and make it reasonable. Either
$400 for an ounce of marijuana?
I think they talking foreign. They only could be talking foreign or talking what they had. But they talking about when they add all the watt and everything, it might go like to maybe 400 or 130. I think that's too high. They don't want a black market with people still to be buying the $5 joint or whatever. Then make it reasonable that the pharmacist them could be able to sell it reasonable. Make it lower cost. It's a trillion dollar industry. They can make the money eventually. They could be able to help out.
All right, I understand, but I mean, I don't know that you market control the price of medicines either. In certain cases, I guess, but the government now has certain medicines that it will pay for senior citizens and some others we fall in certain categories. But $400 an ounce, if that's what the market demands. That sounds pricey. I don't know what kind of, because police say an ounce of marijuana on the street is a pound of marijuana on the street is about $1,500, so which would make an ounce less than $100. But I hear you. But they're not taxing it. They say they're taking the taxes off of it, which I was going to get into it on another show, and I don't understand, because the taxpayers have paid for your war on marijuana. Why should the taxpayers not now benefit from medicinal marijuana sales? All right, it says, when people tell you look good, they're just trying to make you feel good about yourself. Handsome on the inside, but stinking, no good, dirty, rotten ways, attitude on the inside. Me? To know me is to love me. I have a great mental attitude. I'm sure you're a joy to be around. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon, are you there? Hello, good afternoon, welcome. Hello? Nope. Okay, let's do some text. Says Zion Boulevard. Yes, that's what it is, Kermit, right? Zion Boulevard. The what? Yeah, Zion. Went Charles Saunders End roundabout when you hit Pinewood? Up there at Zion Boulevard, the Blue Hill. No, man. No, Zion is intersect Pinewood. See what I'm saying? When you hit the roundabout after Charles Saunders Highway, when you hit the end of Charles Saunders Highway, like you go in west. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. All right. I can find a map for you. All right. It says, I've been unemployed since last year and financially challenged to the point where my car license is well past its due date, so I've not been driving it. You can still drive your car, as long as you have insurance. When I go to renew it, will the new disc start from the month I renew it or from the date the previous one expired? That's how government can really help the people. When you go to renew your car license, you're going to have to pay for the year you didn't pay for and the upcoming year. So it's going to be double. Now, the government could waive that, but the law right now says you pay. For any years you didn't use it, you got to pay back those years. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, well, what's up, my brother?
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
All is well. A lot of people think you bust from your dog show because I was in college. Your talk show.
No, man, I wouldn't do you like that.
What happened is that last, when you had Mr. Lloyd on your talk show, we had a fire down by us, so that completely put my mind out of it. But needless to say, now, how many persons in that jungle groups throughout this country, right? Do you think don't have a job?
In the Junkanoo groups in the country don't have a job?
Uh-huh.
I would say it would probably be representative of the general population. You got a lot of people who do Junkanoos, from guys who get minimum wage to guys who make all kind of money do Junkanoos. So I'd say it'd be representative of the same population.
No, I'm talking about working on a job. I'm not.
How many people in Junkanoo groups are working on a job? Boy, I don't know.
Employed.
I don't know. That's a, what do you think?
Personally, right? You know, the majority of Junkanoo groups are from urban areas.
Right.
Right. So. The majority of those persons from the urban areas basically worked at a hotel. If you take a survey, most people in this country, in particular females, whether it's in Bay and Grandstown, now people don't, no disrespect to the areas I'm calling, no disrespect, Pinewood, different Nassau Village, most of those persons that participate in Junkanoo works at a hotel. Take a survey. And now I'm trying to figure out, if you're going to give money to the Junkanoo, you're even giving money to the seating prizes, like they win prizes. But you're just going to throw away this money, which in the money that people was saying that in here in the country, you can't find the money. But all of a sudden, you know, and this have to stop somewhere down the line, I'm born. Because why are we coming towards election? Why governments, past and present, and I pray to God, not the future, I pray that we can have a paradigm shift in this for what I'm about to say. Why, when we come into ward election, y'all come with this mind setting that the only thing we could do is give behemoths a job where they could get $210 a week. That's all they work, $210 a week. Because this election, now a lot of behemoths ain't working, right? Now what we can do, we can flood up the employment. We can say we put the numbers up. We give jobs. But why? And the thing about it, why do you only do that a year? Sometimes 60, check your facts, my brother. Mostly 14 months of every past government, like I say, pray to God it don't go to the future. Every government, when it comes to 14 months or to a year, they decide to flood the employment with giving people jobs as a election to say, well, look here, I give you something to do, right? Boom. Vote for me. That don't make no sense, Mr. Mo. And Bahamian people, listen to me. Let me say something to my Bahamian people. This thing about y'all in this country, but $210, y'all work, we work more than $210 for those who work for minimum wage, right? You can't expect, and then sometimes, Mr. McCartney, you want these people go beyond the call of duty after 5 o'clock. And then at Friday, they don't get nothing extra. But then now here it is, now I've got an election coming up, right? All of a sudden, all of these, one of my good brethren won. Get a nice contract. I pray to God he give me some money.
Right? There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and mind me, he's a supporter of this crew. But at the end of the day, man, you know, we gotta bypass that, man. And this, like I said, last but not least, anytime we come towards the election, y'all who like to grab the behemoths but job. Then is y'all take the job and still don't vote for them, no matter who the government is. Have a good weekend, my brother.
All right. You too, DeWitt. Two things that The $2 million is for the Junkanoo headquarters. Now, no disrespect to the junk in the community, but I don't see that as being necessary at this time, not considering the level of debt we're taking on. The second thing is that is a problem, do it, and that's been, you know, our history, and hopefully we'll wise up. And also, the minimum wage probably will go up during the next term in office, certainly if the PLP wins, so they claim they're going to put the minimum wage up. And but I think that looking at it, they will see that the minimum wage needs to go up in any event. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. McCarthy.
Hey, Sparky. How goes it?
Yeah, okay. First of all, according to the last call in regards to minimum wage and thing, mm-hmm. a lot of people would be so surprised that they think they have this national insurance. I've been working from national insurance started in 1974 up to when I stopped working back in 2009. Today, I get my contribution from national insurance. The cost of living, as you know, has been going up. But every time you go in the supermarket, extra 2-3 cents on a can of cream or something. But the salary remains the same in national insurance. When I calculate it, I get $150 a week. You're talking about minimum wage. See, the senior citizens who did all the contribution all those years to national insurance, that hardly ever goes up, sometimes maybe about $30 every couple of years or something like that. But the cost of living has been going up. Another thing before you slice me there, when we talk about these public servants using these cars, I mean, I understand some people don't have a car, but if you could drive your car to work, park it in national insurance or this government place parking lot, where people who go into the building can't find parking space, and you could go out in the government car, all over the place, fish fries. All the other day, I think it was on Tuesday, Mr. McCarthy, I was down in Gambia, just going on a little ride around the west, and three government cars was down in Gambia. They wasn't eating no lunch, Mr. McCarthy. They was having some nice stoli diet and collecting everything, you know. In the government car, way out west, during the middle of the day, drinking rum, they supposed to be on people's job.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
You know, but it don't surprise nobody because we see it every day. And then they take the cars home on the weekend and got their own place to the car home. We got to pay for all them gas and everything. They've been saying this was going to stop for years, and it don't never stop. We have to stop this foolishness in this country, Mr. McCarthy. You understand?
Yeah.
People around here starving, trying to go to the food store to buy corned beef and rice and everything to eat. And they giving this dog, I'm a junkanoo. But you giving money to junkanoo to buy paper and everything to dance up and down Bay Street, which is a cultural thing. But we need to feed the country first.
I got you. All right, buddy.
All right, sir.
Appreciate you. Okay, so let's figure this out, Kermit. All right. Let's go to Google. Yes? Okay. It's Charles Saunders Highway. Going west to the roundabout, from the roundabout to E Street is Bamboo Boulevard. From E Street to Blue Hill is Zion. All right, so it's E Street intersects Bamboo and Zion. All right. What you want me to do with you? Congratulations. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon, are you there? No? Okay. Let's do some text. It says, Sparky snitching. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't call it, but hit out the plate. Name of the driver. It says, one that caller's so confused about matters in the Bahamas, we say thanks for whatever the government do for the poor and give God thanks for every penny received. In truth, good show, revolution. All right. Says the price of weed fluctuates on the streets, okay? It was $1,200 months ago. Now they say it's about $700 to $800. Listen to the young people. The police seem to keep it at $1,000 to justify high fines. All right, so it fluctuates. It's like, it's a commodity, yes? And what drives the supply and demand drive the price of street weed? Says Exuma is the place to get your Airbnb going. Yeah, Exuma's a good market. Well, to me, that budget sounds like political rhetoric. Why we won't tax the rich like every striving country? Wanted to hear minutes on the news. man in his voice. He sounds stressed and defeated. Why he let Papa put him in this hard position? So some of these government workers using government vehicles to transport drugs. Anyone in the industry knows this. Boy, I would hope that's not the case, but that could be. No, we got a lot of text saying it's bamboo, then Zion. It says, I told people it's better to still pay rather than letting pile up because there's a break. Pay your license. Yeah, they gonna make you pay. Bradley Sands got anything to do with it. You can pay for the time you didn't register the car, too. Juan, before the government decides to widen any roads, the citizens need to first learn how to drive. Boy, you singing from my hymn book. It says, tell that caller the PM has something for the civil servants. It's called a vaccine. It's a great show as usual, Juan. Do you think the citizens are ready for the steps to make the change to make the country to get economically better? Because the change might take drastic lifestyle changes. Well, listen, and we talk about, and everyone goes this boogeyman of the IMF, right? And what I find about the IMF is, yes, countries have gotten screwed over. This is true. I don't love them. But if you look at, let's say, Jamaica, not that Jamaica's a soaring economic success story, but, you know, it took the IMF to tell Jamaica, look, you have to make structural, systematic changes. You can't keep doing this and borrow money and borrow money and borrow money. You know, Barbados, they've gone to the IMF to try to fix their stuff. And they're like, look, if, you know, this. And so what happened in Jamaica was there was some pain and suffering, but the Jamaican government was like, listen, this is the only way out, and we have to do it. And it's going to be painful, but it's the only way out, and we have to do it. And their economy was doing rather well before the pandemic, even though you could argue that it's still, do Jamaicans on the ground feel it? You know what I mean? Like, it's getting better. And to me, a lot of Jamaicans would tell you no. Hence why the Jamaican diaspora is so widespread. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. So maybe the IMF isn't, like, you know, the worst thing that could possibly happen. I'm not saying go run to their arms, but I'm saying if it takes that level of commitment to let us get our stuff straight, then that's what it has to be. Right? I don't know why we keep pouring good money after bad, billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, and we got to pay it back. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, how are you? Good afternoon.
I'm well. How are you doing?
Wonderful program. I just love everything you put together.
Thank you.
I just want you to try and investigate why, when you go to accident and emergency in PMH, why it's crazy. I had to go on Tuesday morning, and between the security, up and down, telling you to go here and go there. And then when you talk to the nurses, all they're asking you is you have a referral letter. Mm. And, you know, and they don't even ask your name. They don't even ask what the situation is. They move you from the front into the area where the garden area is, where the cement stools are, tell you to be 6 feet apart. And you can't because there's like 4 or 5 people going in there.
Right.
Then security comes in and tells you that at one time you can go in the first place where the garden area is. When you go in there, then a nurse comes and tells you, oh, no, you've got to go back into the garden. There's too many in here. So I'm just wondering who is in charge of all of this, because I think it's very unfair, basically, on the nurses, because they're like the blind leading the blind. They don't seem to know what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do.
Mm.
And the security are up and down, and they're getting short of patients. And yeah. I was moved 4 times before I actually got to speak to someone. And I was there from 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was 1:30 by the time they managed to take my particulars and find out why I was there and the whole complete thing, and then go and get me registered.
Wow, I'm so very sorry.
By the time that I got to see a doctor, then I had to go and get an X-ray. I go back to the doctor. And, I mean, I mean, their you know, the treatment was very good. I mean, they were very kind, they were very nice, but there's a tremendous amount of waiting time, and it's like everybody is, they're up and down with pieces of paper in the hand and putting them here, putting them there. And you ask a question, and they say, "Oh yes, we'll get to you soon," or you'll have to see the doctor. And no one comes back and lets you know what is going on. I mean, I feel it for the nurses. I mean, they're doing a tremendous job, but they must get extremely tired and extremely frustrated.
So yes, they're under an extreme amount of pressure. The nurses and the doctors and the administrative staff, PMH is dealing with.
You know, extremely. I mean, COVID. If you could find out who's in charge.
I'll ask.
You know, to try and you know, do something where as you approach a person, they take your name, they just don't tell you, oh, go here, go there. And then all of a sudden, who's next? You know, and then everybody, you know, like you're in school, puts your hand up and they say, no, I don't think you were.
Right. Oh, okay.
You know,
well, I'm
so,
going to check for you.
I mean, I don't understand like I'm, you know, very short of patience, but by the time I got done and finished and got some medication, would you believe it was 7 o'clock on Tuesday night when I left the place?
From 10 a.m.?
Yes, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was 1:30 before they even took any information from me to see what was happening and, you know, the whole complete thing. I mean, I think the organization needs to be put in place, you know, instead of people walking up and down. I'm sorry to be such a long time, but I was listening to your radio and I said I have to tell my friend what is going there, because I'm sure a lot of people are just accepting it, and I think it's very unfair.
Yeah, they just figure it's the normal course of events.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to cause a problem, but you're not causing a problem. You're doing it for yourself and also for the nurses.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, mm-hmm. And I will check it, because I think that I may be wrong about this, like, Dr. Sarah Friday was in charge of A&E last I checked, but that was several years ago. I know that Mary Walker is in charge of PMH. We could ask her what's going on. Although she always tends to act like it's all fine, which I guess you got to have that sort of temperament when you deal with so much. You know what I mean? Since I have a rental car company, and Minna said duty-free on every business. Duty free for every business. So when I bring in my car next week on the Betty Kay, I don't expect to pay customs duty on that car. Boy, you in for you're going to be in for a rude awakening. I can tell you that. Firstly, I don't know that's covered. I don't know the cars are covered. Rental cars are covered by that. And secondly, even if it were, that would not take effect until July 1. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I'll try to get more of your text. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Juan. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
Juan, I can't see nobody knocking NASA insurance now, because guess what? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I can't see nobody like has pocket with knocking NASA insurance. Okay, for instance, I retired from the police force, right? Mm-hmm. The last raise I got on my pension. The general pension for pensioners for 2002, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could count those years. I can't see Sparky knocking National Insurance, because look here, I got my money from National Insurance, started getting my money in 2011, 2012, 14, 16, 18, 20. I got 5 raises so far. Mm-hmm. The last one I got last year, I got $52.95. And if Sparky signed, he said 150, but he should have got around $40-something. So Sparky needs to stop talking foolishness, but he can't buy corned beef, man. I ain't eat corned beef in about 10 years. That's bad meat.
Yeah,
corned beef
that
I used to get on Long Island, when you get a corned beef come, that's only about one of the 11 teams we could get from Delby and say, everything grows in God's sight. The corned beef, you got to take that and take out of the can and eat it, but you can't eat this corned beef now. They do the out the cow bones and stuff, man. Tell Sparky. I understand Sparky when Chrissy Love is to be on. He tells Chrissy Love he's having some big parties in Seabreeze. I am saying he lives in Pride. He's saying that Seabreeze, all of Michael, Sweet Bell, Thompson, them calm down this weekend when he wait for Telco. But the next weekend, he friend crossed the road with the next big house and have a big party. He should have saved some of that bloody money, man. Stop crying on this air, but money.
All right. Thank you, man. I don't want to get into, you know, your all your personal stuff. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you today, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Okay. Yes, I heard the government in the budget saying they're borrowing money for new hires, also a college graduate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't this the same government that told us that the treasury is broke?
Yes.
So how is it you're going to hire new persons at this time when you don't have money to pay the persons that are now employed? How's that supposed to happen? I know they're supposed to be paying some increments. What my suggestion would be is to the government, that money that they're going to borrow on for the new hires, I'll hold back on the new hires at this time because, like they say, the pandemic, I'll just have that set of money in an escrow account until tell it's needed. I won't hire anybody else at this time.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it in an escrow account either. I wouldn't, and then, thank you for calling. I wouldn't increase government hiring at this time either. And I'm sure there are a lot of well-qualified, hopefully, college graduates who get jobs. They said they're going to hire 75 of them or so. But at the same time, that's not exigent to me. We're in a very serious situation. But every government decides what their priorities are, and that seems to be a priority of this government. Why are governments still using wood to do the sidewalks? Then they just throw the wood away. What a waste. Use forms. Oh, okay. Yeah. This is, hi, Juan. This budget is a politician's re-election budget and not one that is financially wise. Firstly, I would freeze hiring in the public service and then cut salaries by 10%. Priority will be given to budget items that will increase U.S. dollars and reduce U.S. dollar spending. We must move away from politicians running our finances, industries, and economy. Great show. Thanks. Now, the cutting salaries thing may be a challenge because you have some government service employees, some public service employees who are only taking home 10% because they're overextended due to being able to get the salary deductions for loans. It says, Michael Ealy for your actor, Juan. Who's Michael Ealy? That sounds familiar. I need to see a picture. Or you could just be extra and say, Michael B. Jordan. I'm not going to run out. I don't, you know, me and Michael B. Jordan will look alike. And it says, any disease that can lock and shut down the entire world like a worldwide Category 5 hurricane, people dropping like flies and of us walking around looking like characters out of an anime, is way worse than cancer and HIV to me. Thank God, though, I read your Bible. Yeah, I didn't think all this was necessary either, but, you know. This says, good afternoon, Juan. I hope the USA will be tagged a conspiracy theorist also, along with many of us who are called the same and possibly others from throughout the world. The truth about the coronavirus, I believe, will come forth and be revealed in time. You see, they're doing the investigation into whether it came out of Wuhan lab, right? That's why I never was like, oh, no, that don't matter. I was like, I don't know. I don't know where it come from. I ain't track it. I know it came out of China, but I don't know. It's possible it came from a lab. I don't know. So I thought Brayman was blind. How does he know sidewalks need to be lifted 4 inches? I mean, blind people are still aware of the world around them. Awan, Dr. Minnis said he'd rather lose an election than lose a country. It don't seem so by the look of this budget. Seems like he'll lose the election and the country. All right, we have time for a call before we take a break. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGartney.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Yeah, you know, that lady who called about the hospital, you know, she's correct. I had a bad luck. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I was discharged whilst I was still bleeding from a surgery. I mean, but I had some time ago, but that's just to give you an idea. And they used the fear of COVID to discharge me. But I drank some shepherd needles and I was okay, you see? You need to read up on shepherd needles and also you need to read up on coconut water. It helps with erectile dysfunction, I'm telling you.
Coconut water?
Also, Mr. McGartney, right? People are dying, people are crying, and people are lying, right? And what is hurtful to me is, you know, you're talking about the vaccine model, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, firstly, you saw something you said about AstraZeneca, right?
Yeah.
And what jumped to my mind was the fact that President Biden, who is preparing himself to be the worst president ever, right?
Okay.
Is donating AstraZeneca to the third world sub-region. So I was trying to find out what's the benefit of that. If you are telling me this narrative that the people vaccinated with AstraZeneca wouldn't be accepted here, but just some message to the leaders, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what really hurts me is the lack of real dialogue, you know what I mean? So the sheep, you know, they call it vaccine hesitancy. There's a lot of positive, I never even know they had positive propaganda until I see it on the websites and on TV, right? Like, you know, they say, and you can go to the concert if you get vaccinated, breathe free, and all of these things. I've seen some fools this morning, three ladies exercising with masks on. I have a right to call them that, but that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to exercise with a mask on. You know what I mean? Let's go to a break, and we'll be back, and I'll deal with your text messages.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken Jr. sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Here's what you can expect when it's your turn to be vaccinated. After registering online, you will show up at your selected vaccination center on the appointed date and time. Remember to carry your ID along with your confirmation code for verification. Next, you will sanitize your hands and have your temperature checked before checking in and joining the queue. When it is your turn, you will be directed to a vaccination station and a healthcare provider will fill out your vaccine information card and administer the vaccine. You will then be sent to an observation area where you will wait for 15 minutes and be monitored for signs of any adverse reaction. In the case of emergencies, vaccine sites are equipped with an emergency setup where a doctor is on standby. After the 15-minute wait, you are free to go. Be sure to monitor any symptoms over the next few weeks and remember to schedule your second dose within 8 to 12 weeks. It's your choice, your chance to protect yourself. Register to get vaccinated for COVID-19 today at vax.gov.bs.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Hey, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Penn. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you send.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian.
Caribbean Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. I'm going to deal with the text messages with the time we have left. Says, good afternoon. I'd appreciate if you could please give the contact information to register your vaccination. I've tried two listed phone numbers for the Ministry of Health. They each gave me a cell number, two additional numbers, which were no help, and my doctor without success. Please help. Thank you. Jeez. You call the Ministry of Health and they gave you a cell phone number? You go to vax.gov.bs to register for vaccination. vax.gov.bs. Or you can call 511 and they'll help you. vax.gov.bs. This wasn't corned beef in the PLP love basket? I haven't eaten corned beef in, I don't know, like 7 years, something like that. No, I lie. I did try some corned beef last year. I would make my mother's meals. I'd ask what she'd want, and she told me one time she wanted corned beef for breakfast. And I actually had a can of corned beef because when we went hurricane shopping the year before, for some reason we picked up a can of corned beef. So I tasted it. But yeah, I don't make a habit of eating it. If that's what you're into, that's fine. Maybe it's not the question, but the asker. If Dave weren't so annoying and antagonizing, maybe Dwight wouldn't run hot on him. I'm on the verge of voting PLP because I don't trust Minnis, Kwesi, nor Marlon to get us out of this fiscal situation. Then Anton and Dave call in and convince me to just stay home. It said it's called Bougainvillea Boulevard. Bougainvillea? I mean, I looked on the Google Maps. It said Bamboo, then Zion. I don't know what's after Zion. I didn't look past Blue Hill Road. Juan, help me out. When contracts like Marco Alert are signed, doesn't the info become public? And if so, can you suggest to the National Review to publish a list of these companies to get these contracts? Because I seem to be hearing one name always getting the contracts, especially from national security. Take a look for yourself. Oh, now as you say that, I will look. That's interesting. Juan, I love that text that said, tell them the only little thing the government have for them is the vaccine. Good day, Juan. I hope when DeWitt's PLP party get in, they help the poor, like how he says it over and over. It says, they're now saying if we don't put in place the minimum corporate tax and collect it for ourselves, the other countries which are being avoided because they do have the corporate tax will do a deduction from the company anyway. Yeah, they're pushing for a minimum global corporate tax. So maybe that'll be software. So I think hospital administrator Sonia Rose succeeded Mary Walker, who I think is now stationed at Sandalins Rehabilitation Center. Mary Walker was the administrator at PMH. She was then transferred to Sandalins. She was succeeded by Sonia Rose at PMH, and Mary Walker last year was transferred back to be the administrator at PMH. This says, Juan, the feds busted many police for using their car and their position to transship drugs. Juan, there's a place where the commissioner can't touch certain people, like the feds and state police could soon lock up Trump. Okay. Juan, I doubt the Bahamas government will be able to compete in attracting tech-savvy graduates. They're in big demand globally. It says, you're right, Juan, it would be a jobs program, but it makes sense because they would help companies be more efficient with labor, and now those people work for the same money they would have dished out on civil services. It says, the disease didn't shut down everything. Idiots who overreacted and fear-mongered The survival rate is very high. Yeah, I agree. I think we should have been very cautious about COVID-19, but I'll shut down every why, but I still don't get it. You know, I get what you were trying to do, but to me, it was an extreme reaction before you had enough information to panic. Afternoon, McCartney. A lot of people are viewing the public servants too narrowly to understand that we're losing a lot of public servants to retirement, resignation, and natural causes. Nurses, teachers, accountants, all these parts of the public service are critical. Also, the push to digitize and bring useful services like the new online services portal needs new tech officers to build up and operate. Juan, if you ever interview anyone in finance, find out why they never thought to invest in the S&P or ETFs over past years. We would have been in a sweet spot over the many years. I suggested it when we were looking for some last year for the economic committee. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess you want to be careful with the amount of risk that you're engaged into if you're in finance. Like, for instance, for years, people were telling BPL, engage in a hedging strategy, engage in a hedging strategy for your fuel needs. And they were like, no, no way. During the, when they were doing the road improvement project, they were like, well, you should have started after the fact. They were like, well, you should have engaged in a hedging facility in oil futures, because one of the reasons the road improvement project went over budget is because the price of oil went up so sharply. And of course, you know that they need that for the asphalt and everything. So it's interesting, but governments have to mitigate risk too. You know, you don't want to, that's the same argument with NIB. Like, how much do you allow NIB to invest outside of the country, particularly given these global market shocks? Like how the central bank suspended foreign currency investments during the pandemic. Like that, you know, that's part of mitigating the risk. It says the president is a poor, uncharismatic orator. He originally denied the lab leak hypotheses because of Trump. Now he wants an investigation. I've not heard anything regarding help for entertainers on this island. We are apparently getting shafted by our own government and our own people. Now the things that we spent our life learning and perfecting is now illegal. I'm an entertainer in a different way, and while I see and hear a lot of things about budget, this, and government, that, what's being done for performance artists? Why can we not busk? But yet, why is it so much red tape to get a license to busk? Why is there not a spot for performance artists to perform? Interesting. I'm not sure what busk is. I'll have to look that up now. All right, I'll go look at those contracts. It says it's Cowpen Road after Blue Hill Road 1. That's right, it is Cowpen Road after Blue Hill Road. You're right. All right, we got to go. We'll be back on Monday if the master tarries and the good Lord spares life. And we will discuss more things then. You guys, please be safe out there. Be kind to each other as much as you possibly can. And have a great weekend, Bahamas. We'll be right back.